Customs on Invitations in Britain. In Britain, it is common to be invited to someone's home rather than to a restaurant. If you are invited to a restaurant, it is because your host is very busy, can't cook very well, or wants to give you the enjoyment of some special type of food, or perhaps has often invited you home and now wants to give you a special treat. Presents. If you are invited to someone's home to have a meal, it is usual to take some flowers or a box of chocolates. It is not usual to take a bottle of wine unless you know your host well. Although flowers and chocolates are quite acceptable, it would be very nice if you could take something from your country. It is different if you are invited to a party, and it also depends on what kind of party it is. Many parties these days are bring-a-bottle parties. Unless your host is very rich, then a bottle of wine is always welcome if it is a big party of, say, 30 or more people. Ask whether or not you should bring a bottle when you are invited if you aren't sure. Say something like, "Can I bring a bottle?" and your host will tell you what to do. Dress. If you aren't sure what you should wear, then ask your host or your friends. Usually dress is informal and individual in Britain for parties and for invitations to dinner in people's homes. If you are going to an expensive restaurant, the men may have to wear a jacket and tie. Jeans wouldn't be allowed. Punctuality. If you are invited to dinner at someone's home, you shouldn't arrive earlier than the time given, and you shouldn't arrive more than about 15 minutes late. If you are going to be late, telephone and let your host know so that the dinner can be delayed. Dinner is usually served between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. Very often, guests are invited to arrive earlier than this so that they can have a drink and be introduced to the other guests. Introducing yourself. If you're at a party, you can go to another person and introduce yourself. "Hello, my name is..." "Are you a friend of..." You don't have to wait to be introduced. And, by the way, at parties we assume that everyone will talk to a lot of people. It is quite normal for someone to have a short conversation with you and then go to talk to other people. Don't think they dislike you or that they are impolite. It is the custom at many parties in Britain, particularly where people are standing up rather than sitting down. Here are two ways of finishing a conversation at a party. "Excuse me, I think I'll go get another drink. See you later, perhaps." "Oh, excuse me, I've just seen Mary Jennings over there. I've got to discuss a meeting we are having on Thursday. Would you excuse me for a moment?" "How long should you stay?" "Watch other guests." But if you are the only guest, leave before midnight if it is a weekday evening, or if you or your host must work the next day. If the conversation is really full of life at midnight and you would like to stay longer, say, "What time do you usually go to bed?" And then your host can say whether they would like to finish the evening. Bigger parties are usually held at weekend and often go on until 2 a.m. or even later.